Tate and Elsie and Tim David, Southtown, August 24th, 1990. Yes, very informal. I ask questions and we forget the things there and we just go. So you hail from Coquitlam, is that where you hail from?
Port Coquitlam.
Port Coquitlam. And so what year of the Lord were you born?
1913.
Wow, 1913.
I was the first baby born after Port Coquitlam was incorporated.
Really?
Isn't
that interesting? Mm-hmm. And Elsie, you're from the area too?
I was born in New Westminster.
Oh yeah?
Moved to Coquitlam when I was 3. So I lived there practically all my life, I guess, till came up here.
So what did you, it was you and your brother Tom.
And my two sisters.
And two sisters.
We played at an orchestra.
Tell me about it. Tell me about the orchestra.
No, we played all through Fraser Valley during the Depression years. Up until wartime, I guess. We had other players with us too.
So what did you play?
I played the banjo and accordion.
Okay, and Tom was the violinist.
I played the violin.
Isn't that lovely? Did you play too?
No.
So you danced. You and Beth danced.
Yeah. And one sister played the piano and the other the drum.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
And then the other fellas fill in with saxophones and trumpets.
So your orchestra lasted for how long, more or less?
Well, I'd say 12, 15 years.
Oh, my goodness.
From 1928 till 1940.
Oh, my. Isn't that wonderful? So when the war started, it sort of things changed.
I was away for 3.5 years.
Oh, were you?
War, yeah.
Oh, I see. So you served in the armed services. That was in, was that the army or?
Yeah, the army.
Oh, so where did you get to?
Well, I got overseas at the end, but the fighting was pretty well over.
I see. Oh, that's, and of course you were all had a family by that time. Or were you married at that time before you?
Just before I went overseas.
Before I went in the army.
Before he went in the army, but we didn't have a family yet.
Oh, yeah.
Till after he came back. Well, I lost the twins just after he went overseas.
Oh, how sad, yeah. Well, so then your family started. And so then you came back in 1945, that is.
Yeah, 46. Yeah.
And so that you were still in Port Coquitlam.
Yeah, still in Port Coquitlam.
So were you in business with your brother then too, or?
No, I was working in the shingle mills and stuff like that.
I see. And so then what prompted you to come north?
Well, in 52, I came up to work with Tommy inspecting poles.
Oh, so you were inspecting poles.
Yeah. On the kitchen yard here in Hazel.
Because Beth and I were at Kiffingaw one day and we were chatting, and of course she knew all of Kiffingaw too. So it was Kiffingaw, and then of course, so you were here just for a short time, you see.
July to about October, I guess.
Oh, I see. So you just came for, is it that you didn't care to stay or just the job ran out? Or?
Well, no. Elsie wanted to go home because our oldest daughter had to start to school.
And I had to take her up the valley at Kiffingaw every day to go to school.
Oh,
so.
and you were way down.
They were living down Kiffingaw.
In the reserve?
Railroad. Yeah, right by the Hudson Bay.
Oh, for goodness sake. By the Hudson Bay store.
Yeah, by Hudson Bay.
So the only thing to do was just to go back. You still had your property there?
Oh, I see.
So you already had a school-age child and you had other children too by that time?
No, Louise was the first one.
Louise.
Just Louise when we were here. First time.
First time.
I see. So then you went back to Port Coquitlam again?
Yeah.
Back to your same type of job, I guess?
Yeah. Cutting shakes mostly after that.
I see. God, cutting shakes.
Yeah.
Gee. That's with a sharp, sharp, sharp.
Throw and a club, yeah.
Do you ever chop your finger yet?
No.
We went to Fraser Mills one time. Oh God, you know, you must have gone to Fraser Mills.
Oh yeah.
See them cut that. Oh God. And you just make your blood cry.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a biggie. And then you were there for a few years then.
Yeah. We went to work for the Department of Highway.
That's up here.
No, down there.
Oh, down there.
Yeah.
I have to re-quit cut shapes.
I see. So you're for Department of Highways in Coquitlam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. Yeah, so of course you were just doing all the usual.
Then we wanted to come back up here to get rid of all that rat race down there, all the traffic.
I come up in 65 and went logging up.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Well, 1965 you came to log.
Yeah, stayed here for a year and a half.
Oh, I see. And so who were you logging for?
Myself, my partner.
Oh, I see.
High leading down at Andamon.
Who?
Doing high leading at Andamon.
Oh,
running
I see.
The high lead show.
Oh, I see. Never mind, I missed that somehow. I didn't understand it.
Well, you're high lead, you know, the spar tree.
Oh, yeah.
High lead with spar tree.
So you were a spar man?
No, well, I was running the machines and that, yeah.
Oh, because in those days that was all spar trees.
Yeah.
So who was your partner?
The name Ed Otis.
Ed Otis.
Yeah.
O-T-T-A-S. A-S. And so, I guess, so where did you log?
Down in Anima.
Anima, where's that?
Down towards Kittenger.
How do you spell that?
Well, A-N-D-E-M-A-M-A-U-L, Andamal Creek is down there.
Andamal Creek. So of course there would be cedar poles.
Well, no logs, we were logging.
And then those logs were shipped.
Taken to the mill here.
Oh, to the, and then
yeah,
the mill, them?
The Hazel and Saw, was it Hazel and Sawmills then?
Yeah.
Hazel and Sawmills, I see. So you like that? Were you happy with that?
No, but we went and lost all our money.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, dear.
We went broke, we went home.
Oh, and then you went back home again.
Back home, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Worked for Department of Highways again.
Well, how come? Because you just got over your head or what?
Well, I wasn't getting the scale. The timber wasn't as good as it should be, I guess. And that's one of the things.
Poor timber.
Right amount of equipment, probably.
And then, of course, too high payments for whatever you had.
Yeah.
So you would have, what, a truck? You would have got into...
No, we had no truck. No. Tommy had the trucks. We had a cat and a... And a
oh, you was Tommy in with you on that, too?
No. He was doing hauling.
Oh, Tommy was hauling.
Yeah.
I'll see. So then, where was the rest of your family born?
They were all born back in Coquitlam.
So Louise is your oldest, and then who was after that?
Cindy.
So Louise
married
is...
Married to Bob Hayden.
Oh, to Bob Hayden.
Yeah, and Louise is married to Gordon Spooner.
Oh yeah, Gordon Spooner, as it put here. Oops. She's to Bob Hayden. H-A-D-E-N?
H-A-Y.
I mean A-D-E-N.
H-A-Y.
Okay. And after that?
The twins.
Oh yeah, that's Jim and David.
Jim and Tom.
Jim and Tom named after the father and the uncle.
Mm.
And so they're your babies, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very babies now. They're 32 years old.
Are they really? Yeah. They're not.
Yeah. They will be this year. In
is
December.
That right? Yeah. Well, one of them is here, and one is away. Is that
yeah.
right?
One to Fort St. John.
Oh yeah.
He's with the forest.
With the forestry at Fort St. John.
That's which one is that?
Jim.
That's Jim. Forestry. And Tom is the one that's here.
That's
then.
Here, yeah.
Oh yeah, and Tom, they're both single then.
No, Jim's married. They just had their first baby here the 3rd of June.
Oh.
They've been married for 7 years.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. And Tom was married, but he separated.
Yeah. Yeah, who's he married to?
Yvette Niccolo.
Oh, yeah, to Yvette. Oh, yeah, they were the ones that had that little child that had problems, and the child came through
he
so
weighed,
well.
Oh, yeah, he weighed a pound and a half when he was born, and he
Doing good now.
Doing real good.
Well, he has to have some more things.
Yeah, he's got to have surgery in
October. He's today.
So Tom gets to see him and everything, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's with Tom when Tom was out working at
Louise Nelly looked Adams, after him quite Louise. A bit, but he's here.
Looks after him.
So how old is he now?
He'll be 8 in October.
Oh, my. What's his name?
Billy.
Billy.
Yeah.
My goodness, I remember there was a write-up about that.
Yeah.
And Louise and Gordy.
They have three children.
Three children.
Yeah, their youngest daughter was the one that was in
Teresa, isn't it Teresa?
Yeah.
Yes. She's doing okay.
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Doing good. She's very independent. She couldn't use her arms and the top of her, but she's paralyzed from here down. But she's just so independent.
This was an accident, a road accident.
Does TV talks and that on what causes these accidents and whatnot. And she's in Vernon right now with a bunch of kids at a summer camp.
Well, that's for her.
She was up here and then she left and rode to Quesnel herself.
Good for her. Oh, she has a special car.
Oh, yeah.
So she's the youngest, and then the oldest one?
No, Ricky's the youngest.
Oh, Ricky. Oh, yeah.
And he's up at Fort St. John.
Oh, yeah. So, well.
And Sherry. Sherry's the oldest.
Oh, yeah, Sherry.
Yeah.
She's the one at Buxom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sherry. That's
S-H-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah. Oh, like that. Oh, yes. She's the one that has a weight problem.
Yeah, but
she's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. Oh my, that's great. Well, that's at least I get to know who's who here, get these families sorted
and
out.
Cindy and Bob have no family. They've been married for 12 years, but...
Oh yeah. No family. Mm-hmm. Oh well, that's the way it goes. It's like Margaret Schrader has 10 grandchildren, at least 9, and then one, you know. And then... So she says, how many of you? And I said, I have one. And I said, and I'm the only grandma, the only grandparent. So we have a lot of fun over it.
Yeah.
And it does happen. My daughter just had a problem. So so then you came back, you went away, you were blogging for a little while, now a year and a half, and then you went back?
Yeah, we came back here in 73.
1973.
Yeah, I went to work for the Department of Highway.
Oh, again for the Parker
Highway.
Yeah,
transferred from Cooper.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we sold our house down there.
And you finally, reconciled to live in the north.
Yeah.
So you just, well, it's hard sometimes to move, isn't it? And so then you did a little bit of everything, I guess, for the Parker Highway, was it?
Yeah, I was driving a truck. And, bear foreman. 5 years I was here.
So you would be, what position, what capacity were you at DUPA? He was here for a while.
Yeah, well he went to
Smithers.
He went to Smithers.
So you took
I kind of.
Oh, so you took.
In between while they got other foremen to bid in on the job.
Oh yeah.
From somewhere else because I didn't have the
seniority.
The seniority to bid in on the, I just looked like was an interim foreman in between.
I see.
For a couple of years.
So then you weren't in business with Tommy at all then in here, or were you?
No.
I see. So that's how it was. Well, what else can we tell you?
And then he retired and...
And I worked as a guard at the jail for 11 years.
Oh.
The last year and a half ago.
Isn't that something?
Until he had his heart attack.
Yeah, so my goodness. So you were able to, your heart attack was, that would be 19...
A year and a half.
88, I guess, eh? So, was that brought out by anything in particular, or just, did you have a heart condition at all?
No, I hadn't had before, I don't know what happened, just, I think I had a lot of congestion in that, one thing led to the other, I run out of air mostly.
I see. And then, No, and you got your diabetes too.
Yeah.
So how long have you had your diabetes?
Well, they just found it here.
About 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah. Is that right? Just this last year.
Yeah.
1990.
Yeah, just before, about a month before we went away on holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Decided I had it.
So, but you're not, you don't have to take a needle or anything like that.
Well, I take pills and pills. I have to take my blood every so often to make sure that
it's
kind of a diet. You know, water diet, you only drink sugar and stuff.
Oh, well,
and I have pernicious anemia, so I have to have B12 shots. Well, I've been having them every week, but now I'm down to once a month. I have to for the rest of my life, I guess.
Is that right? Does it cause anything in particular?
I don't know.
Well, it's kind of a branch of the diabetes, too.
Oh, I see.
Could be a cause from...
Yeah.
It kind of runs together.
I suppose. Yes. So anyway, let's see, what else can we tell? So then, of course, your children grew up here, of course. They all...
Yeah, pretty well. Louise, she was out of school when we...
when you came here.
Came here in the second...
The other three all graduated from over here.
Oh, yeah, three graduated. Oh, I see. Two graduated from the high school. And so... What are your, any comments on Hazleton as a place to live and for you or whatever? Any regrets or joy?
Well, the thing I like, it's not so crowded. I mean, it's the traffic and that down.
Vancouver is terrible.
Down Vancouver, it's, I hate driving down there, but we go down every year. But
you have family still there?
Well, I have one brother there, him.
And
you have a sister.
Yeah, my sister.
Yeah.
Two.
We have good friends there, so.
Well, yes, it's always nice to see friends.
Yeah.
And it's nice to leave and be going out of town when you see these cars come bumper to bumper coming to work.
Yeah.
Just it's something else.
Oh, yeah.
So did you have any special, outside of housekeeping, obviously, but did you have any special hobbies or any organization work or whatever?
No, not really. I was president of the Legion for Ladies Auxiliary
for
5 years, but otherwise I don't...
I have quite a bit to do with the Legion.
Well, good for you. Yes, I'd like to hear. You know, I was going in that direction today, and I'm just ashamed to say I've never been to any of your services here in November. It seems, either I have somebody there or else it's such a dreary, horrible day or something.
Yeah, the days are not too good.
But as a matter of fact, I have the Haldy girls with me, and there should be a plaque, so not so much for those, because there must be some that left and maybe didn't come back.
Oh, yeah.
So there should be a plaque someplace for people to read. Maybe that's something to tell you.
Yeah.
A plaque for those who didn't.
Well, we were working on that. I don't know whether they've ever... They tried to get somebody down in Old Hazleton to try to figure out who went overseas in both wars and and who didn't come back. But we didn't seem to get very far with it.
Well, I think maybe because they're... Like, if I just really need to sell my camp so I can have more time. There's just a real need for just a little more special things like that to happen. Like, for instance, there should be also a plaque or something for those who went and who came back for those who participated.
Yeah.
And I think that people should know. I had some students doing stories, and like Wally Daines, they're destroying Wally Daines, like he was a man, went to the overseas, something. To me, it was just my ears perked up, and I thought, hey, here we are. And there's Brian, he's a newcomer to the area. He might get to know some people. And it's nice. Who knows? He might go through a name and say, hey, that's my uncle, or that's my, ancestor.
That would be really unlikely, but who knows?
No. But I mean, not necessarily you, but another person, I think it's really something to bring up maybe to the Legion, if it's possible.
Well, Jim's tried to get the list of the ones that went overseas, but he knows some of them, but not too many.
How many do you remember that went overseas?
Well, Kate Spooner's brother, her twin brother, he got killed over there.
Pete Spooner's brother.
Kate.
Oh, Kate, I beg your pardon. Kate Spooner's brother. So that would be, what would be his name?
And be a marshal.
Oh, Mark.
No, it was Smith, I mean.
Oh, Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was her twin brother, I know about
that. Oh, I see. Would that be, any relation to Scotty?
Yeah, that's his brother.
His brother.
Yeah, Kate's twin brother.
Oh, I see. Scotty's brother. I understand. Scotty's pretty sick.
Yeah, he's pretty sick.
Is he not, he's not in the hospital here, is he?
No, he's in Smithers.
In the hospital?
Yeah.
But he's coming back, I guess, is he, or?
I don't know.
I don't know that we're going to operate on him, but he's still weak. That's what I
hear. Oh, dear. And then, and who else do you remember that you went over outside of our Wally Danes?
Yeah.
And, and you went over from here too?
No.
Oh, you went from Coquitlam.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So of course you wouldn't be aware of all our names.
No,
actually, I guess you didn't know that many.
No. Well, it's something that we need to do.
Yeah.
So then, what other things can you tell about the Legion and anything special over the years?
No.
Well, they do a lot of, they help a lot of people, like, that are burned out, or any veterans that are in need of help, they give them money for that, for the veterans. And
that'd be like locally or otherwise?
Yeah, mostly.
Locally.
Yeah, and the clubs like Timmy's Telethon and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And we contribute to them.
And the hospital.
All different things.
They bought it.
Whatever money we have.
Yeah. And then, of course, you but take part in the puppy day, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be starting. I've got, always got to get the wreath sorted and stuff.
Okay. So, anyway, any outstanding things that happened in Hazleton that stand up in your mind that you enjoyed or... Otherwise,
not really. I don't. We don't go out too much, really. Mm-hmm. So.
You've always had a garden, of course.
Yeah, up until the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's naturally when the kids grow up.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, and he just wasn't able to
look after it.
So Louise always has a big one, so she helps and she gives us.
Louise is such a busybody.
Yeah, she sure is.
So.
So
and what's your husband's name is?
Gordy.
So what does Gordy do?
Oh, he has his own cat.
Oh, I see. So it's logging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Louise is just about the one that holds the school together.
Yeah, she's into everything. She sews and she gardens and she knits and she at meetings and...
Isn't that something? Yeah, very, very active lady. And, so then I'd ask him his name mentioned here. Anything else of... talk about some changes.
Well, in 52 we had a nice... between here and Prince George there was only about 5 miles of pavement at a Daco, I know.
Oh,
that.
Oh, I guess so. I know we were here. We were at Telqua, 1953, believe it or not.
It took us 3 days to get up here.
Yeah, from the Park of Quetzal. It didn't hurry too much.
No.
But, yeah, and there's all gravel roads, and then the old ferries you had to go across to get to Kittengar down there, the old...
Well, you were then present. You must have been here when they were building the highway to Terrace.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but
well, it went.
Of,
yeah, when you were yours would just land at Cedarvale.
Yeah.
So you saw, you actually saw that road take place because I mean that was in 1960s anyway.
Yeah, they were working on it, I believe, then that time. Yeah.
And of course, you saw the paving of the towns, power paving in the towns.
Yeah, all the way.
No, there was nothing. Well, even in 1966, that's when my daughter got married. It was all gravel everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, and you must have certainly oversee the, saw the Smithers Highway built up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Was all I did.
Did you have any catastrophes that You know, and you're nothing in the highways. That was a catastrophe of any kind.
No,
in the
work. No. Oh, I was in on that, not too much, but that accident down there by Rainbow Ranch where the 6 people were killed.
Oh,
I was working that night.
Is that right? But were all 6 of them killed?
Yeah, 6 of them killed. There was 10 of them in the...
10 in the car?
10 in the van, and there were 6 of them killed, yeah.
And wasn't one of them Don?
Yeah, one of them was Kenny.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Don Kenny.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that a boy?
No, a girl. Girl. Don, D-A-W.
Donna.
Don, D-A-W-N, I think it was.
Oh, Don.
Yeah,
oh,
Don.
I see. Don. Yeah, I know. It was, that was terrible.
Yeah.
She's the only one that I sort of knew at all,
yeah,
I guess,
yeah.
Might say.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess that'd be a big mess. Yeah. So, so you've seen plenty of highway. Did you ever, well, you just worked in the daytime, you didn't?
No, I worked lots of nights.
Is that right?
Oh, yes, I worked shift work, whatever we had our things to do at night, plowing snow.
Oh, well, plowing,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, plowing,
yeah.
Yeah.
You have to take your turns working nights so often.
Because the construction, the construction used to usually pretty well stop in the daytime, too.
Yeah.
And, well, of course, you didn't have too much to do with Hegelgood Bridge, I guess, did you?
No.
That was something else. And so let's see, what else now? Siglett had the mill at over here, and he was the one, I guess, that employed all the people.
Yeah.
And he had his own power, I guess. That was the biggie.
Yeah,
he never had the power to really get hydro.
No, he had a big motor out or something. I forget what it was.
And then it blew up.
Yeah.
And that was pretty well the end of the mill almost. Well, almost. Yeah. So then, and then of course it was Hazleton Sawmills, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, the Hazleton Sawmills. Do you remember how many, well, I guess it would be, Stan would know exactly all about them because he worked there a lot. Stan Widmark.
Yeah.
He would know how long it lasted and everything. So, what is your dearest wish at the moment? Outside of being well, being feeling good, would you like to go traveling a little bit?
We did this summer. We went away for 2 months.
Oh, did you? Where did you go?
Went down the States, and we went toured the island.
Vancouver Island.
And
Salmon Arm.
Up to Salmon Arm. Up to Fort St. John.
So you, by that time, you were just ready to come home.
Yeah.
And this was all in one shot?
Yeah.
In 2 months.
In 2 months.
And we spent a lot of time in Port Coquitlam, of course, too.
Oh, yeah. So how did you have a camper or something?
No.
We just drove. People all over.
Stayed at friends everywhere.
Oh, isn't
that Island.
So you have friends in the States, too, then?
No, we went
down the Reno with my brother and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
My brother drove down
there.
So did you win some money?
No.
Did you lose some money?
Yeah, won some.
So anyway, there. I don't know if you know Bud Lorenzo up the valley. Maybe you don't know him. Anyway, he's a band originally from the States, and I guess he's been all kinds of places. And he says he has yet to find a place like the valley. That was coming back. So I guess home was pretty nice after getting here, right?
I was sick for 2 weeks after we got home. I don't know why, because every place we went, we rested. We were up at Fort St. John for a week, and
like
I...
the flu or something.
Oh, yeah.
I got the flu and couldn't get over it. So.
Well, it's like Beth last Christmas, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, she was sure did get sick.
Yeah, she had quite a time.
So you'd like to go more traveling?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to go overseas someplace?
No.
No?
Because I won't fly. So.
You won't fly.
No. We got to go by car or bus, and I don't like driving by bus.
Well, let's see, how else could you go? You go by ship?
I
wouldn't mind going
train
on a cruise.
Ship.
I get this what's it called, a travel tips or something. And that's just traveling on the freighters.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, you can get to, I should bring you some. But you still have to get to the destination, you see.
Yeah.
And they have all kinds of, I've never gone because I've never could get away that long. They have beautiful trips. And, you know, they take you, and then of course you stop all kinds of places. And it's quite much more reasonable than an ocean liner.
Yeah.
Both Louise and Cindy and Bob went with my niece and her husband, and Louise and Gordy went with Tony. They went on a cruise.
Yeah, now in the Caribbean.
Oh yeah,
Caribbean.
Oh yeah.
Here.
And they like that.
Oh yeah. They didn't like the second one as good as the first one.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well,